أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening or the beginning ayat or verses of Surah Fatir. Surah Fatir was revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to his hijrat. Hence it is a Makki surah, and from the very beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us of many aspects of the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so that we may be able to understand the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We may be able to realize the greatness of Allah, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and thereby affirm our iman greater and greater in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Also in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about various aspects of Allah's makhluk and Allah's creation. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does a division of man into categories. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the wirathat, the inheritance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given, and that is this kitab, the Quran. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us understand that Allah Rabbul Izzat is one, and we worship only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and more importantly, our iman and our yaqeen is built around the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat, like the previous surah, Allah says Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises himself, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all praise be to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We spoke about this before also. One is to make shukr to Allah, and one is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make shukr to Allah, to be thankful to Allah, that is because of the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. But when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is immaterial. In other words, to praise someone is far more superior than to thank a person, and similar with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we need to bring in our lives continuity in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quality that is used, fatir samawati wal ard, who is the fatir, who is the originator of the skies and the earth. Now one is, we speak about Allah being the creator, the khaliq. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about himself being the Fatir. Fatir is that being that created without any example, without any sample, without any plan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this entire universe, and in that in itself is a great kamal, perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the word fatara in Arabic means to tear open. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from total non-existence, absolute non-existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought things into existence. And that is that quality of fatir, that quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to contemplate about this very, very great and beautiful quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ja'ilil malaikati rusula, the creator or the one who has made the malaika, the rusul, the malaika, the messengers, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created the malaika, and these malaika are messengers unto man, that we find in the case of nubuwat, in the case of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam as a messenger of Allah to the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will make these appointments, and there is no one that has any say in these appointments. And this also shows the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is absolute in Allah's doings. There is no one that can question Allah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala need not ask the permission of any individual. Also some ulama have stated, ja'ilil malaikati rusula, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the anbiya messenger, made the malaika messengers, not only to the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed them to do different tasks, to do different functions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again shows us that there is no one that can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about these appointments. Uli ajnihadim mathna wa thulatha wa ruba', that these malaika Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, Allah Rabbul Izzat created them with wings, some of them have pairs, some of them are in trees, and some of them are in fours. And that is again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's absolute in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created these malaika. They come down from the skies to the earth, they go up from the earth to the sky, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these wings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had known about the functions, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here makes mention of two, three and fours. But the reality is that when we look at the hadith, we will find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describing Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to have 600 wings. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows Allah's greatness in Allah's creation. Yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases in His creation whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Allah ta'ala makes whatever Allah ta'ala wants to make. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, and Allah increases in the creation. And again, Allah is absolute, and there is no one that can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. And hence, here in this one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the different forms of Allah ta'ala's greatness, and we need to appreciate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fact that Allah is fatiru samawati wal ard. Allah ta'ala is the originator, Allah ta'ala is the creator, Allah is created, Allah has appointed, and there is no one that can question Allah about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's appointment. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.